The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Welcome back inside another Crosstalk Unhinged. It's a two-man show right now. Those other slapdicks. One's coming up off the train, and that's Yurko. I've never...
Carmen. When was the last time the good kid rode a train? I know he's probably been part of a train, but I'm not sure I've ever...
Has he been the front or the back of a train? I don't know. He never takes the train. I have no idea. He might have done it because he didn't want to fuck with Lala traffic. The train had to be just as much of a shit show, though, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Cubs game and Lala.
Oh, boy. When we get to go downtown, it's going to suck.
He said the train's running late. He's walking over. The other slapdick just popped on, though. There's Sylvie. There he is. What's up?
What's up? Yeah, I was thinking about taking the train, too. Then I remembered it's Lala and everything going on, and the train would be worse today.
Sylvie, I asked you a question. I mentioned it to Carm. What's more likely, in your opinion, before hearing about the good kid's mode of transportation, that he would take a train or be part of one?
Oh, I don't think Yurko's being a part of a train.
Okay.
No. No, there's and even like going there and trying to like picture that in my brain,
it's hard.
That's bad.
It's okay. An awful image. I don't know if he's a, yeah, I don't know.
I was going for a cheap joke,
we were just busting his balls. I don't think Yurko's been involved in anything like that. No,
so
I I don't think Yurko's ever had a threesome. I think he would have revealed that.
Yes.
You got dumbfounded.
Yeah. I was trying to. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, he was married and wasn't his ex roommate his first.
I believe that is the case. Yes.
And I don't think he's had a threesome since. You would have for sure gotten wind of it.
I mean, I would know that. Yeah. Yeah.
You may have been sent a video.
Oh,
yeah. He might have wanted to brag about that. I could actually, if he ever did do it, if there was video proof of it, he might send it to brag about that.
I don't think you'd want video proof.
That's a good Crosstalk Unhinged topic. Yeah. I've never been in, you believe it? I'm 47 years old. Never had a threesome.
I haven't either.
47.
But I've been married since I've been 24.
I had an opportunity in college and I passed because that's fucking dumb of me. I look back on it now.
What was his name?
Funny guy. Talking about inappropriate. Like I thought the train conversation was going to get us in trouble, but
yeah, never done. I guess I'm not.
Do you think the good kid holds court on a train ride in from home?
But I don't know.
He entertains people.
You know, probably not. If he's with someone he knows, if he's riding the train by himself, I don't think so.
No.
But you get him in a social setting, or that's not that that's a social setting, but you get him in a setting where if he did know someone and he was having a conversation, I could see him then sort of bringing others around him into the conversation. He likes to do that. I could see him doing it even
very gregarious.
Yeah. Well, I was in the car with him this week.
For
an hour and a half. I mean, it's always
for
always.
What, Carm? Where did you guys go?
We went out to the Pride stores to do, we were doing a beer with those guys now with 93 Octane. you know, we've done a lot of barrel picks, whiskey picks with them. They have their own brewery. It's called 93 Octane Brewery. And they just built a new brewery. It's incredible. And they're expanding their operation, their footprint. They sell it in their stores. They sell their beer at Binny's and a lot of other local liquor stores and bars and restaurants. And so they're getting bigger and bigger, and we're doing a collab with them. And so we drove out there together, and then Yurko was kind enough to give me a ride home. He was sort of back on the way to his house. So I was just going to Uber home, and he said, "I'll give you a ride." So I was in the car with him a lot. I mean, it's, you know, he doesn't stop. No, but he was doing some other accent. Whenever he starts doing an accent, then that accent sort of stays with the conversation for an extended period. And somehow something about his Yugoslavian background came up, Croatian background, and he started doing it, like talking like his dad. He started talking with his thick Yugoslav accent. And so he did that for probably 15 minutes. He MFs everybody on the road, everybody.
I was going to say, Carm, so as he's like being gregarious and talking in this accent, he's also got road rage going on as well.
Yes. So he's got his road rage, you know, not, I shouldn't say road rage, but like he's a very aggressive driver, but I am too. So I can't really be critical of that. I'm a pretty aggressive driver. He's very aggressive. He MFs everybody on the road. Doesn't matter who you are. Like, you're doing something wrong. And so he's criticizing those people. Then he's got a crack in his windshield that goes from one side to the other and two big dents. And I'm like, did you rob a bank and get into a shootout with police? And like, what happened here?
Well, those are probably like BB holes.
I don't know. It looks like somebody shot up his car, truck.
Get it fixed. I mean, like, call safety.
I said it to him. God forbid you make any suggestion, right? Hey, why do you got to worry? It'll get fixed before winter. Don't worry. Then, you know, he doesn't buckle up. I'm like, Yurk, shouldn't you buckle up? Don't you worry about it. I'm always looking three moves ahead. I said, what does that mean? I'm a safe driver. I said, well, what about the idiot that's not a safe driver that you're MFing? You know, like, don't you worry about that person?
Does it become road rage? Does he scream at them, or is he just scream in general in the car?
No, he doesn't even scream. He just curses them. He curses their name. He curses their who they are. He curses where they're from. Doesn't matter where they're from. He just curses it. That's it. Like, you are the full bevy of like Yurko insults. Like, that's it. It's an experience in the car with him. I mean, I'm telling you.
Today's the anniversary of the drive home from Canton from several years back, isn't it?
Probably. It's got to be.
Right, he drove Meller nuts, right?
Meller couldn't wait to get out of that car. I mean, it was like he was paroled after spending 40 years in prison. Like, he couldn't.
Didn't he do 2 hours in the...
2 hours. He did 2 hours straight of Colonel Angus. It was two straight hours, you guys. I'm not even kidding.
What would be the Yurko driving movie called? Driving Mr. Douchebag?
That's pretty good. He's going to go nuts.
Well, but he'd be the douchebag.
Yeah, right. No, he's the douche. That's the name of the person he'd be driving. The douchebag.
I mean, he is some. And then we're going to play some stuff on the show today. I haven't even heard it yet. Danny Zetterman said we have to play it because, you know, yesterday he's hanging around here because of the game, because of post game, you know, so he didn't go home. And so when he hangs around here, all he does, he comes up and he sits in Danny's office and bitches and complains about everything. Right. And so like Danny needs to get rid of him. And he says, why don't you go jump on? So Theo Dorsey, who is on our sister station down in West Palm,
right,
was in town.
We met him.
Was doing his show. And so Danny's so desperate to get rid of Yurko, he pawns him off on Theo. He goes, hey, you know, it's West Palm. He goes, go talk to Theo about your time with the Dolphins. Just tell him the Dan Marino story. So Yurko goes in, and apparently Danny said, we've got to play it. He said it was classic Yurko. He goes, he's rambling on about like areas about old Dolphins players from the 90s when he was on the practice squad. Theo wasn't even alive. He didn't know who Yurko's talking about.
He knows who Clayton is.
Mark Clayton.
And he knows who Duper is. I mean, them are two of the The biggest, whatchamacallits, the receivers that Dan Marino had.
The best is Danny Sidyurko comes walking out of that studio like a fucking peacock, you know, like I just gave him the best radio in the left that they've had all year. You know, he came walking out of there strutting his stuff.
It's West Palm Beach.
What is that?
It's a hamlet.
It is a hamlet.
It's a hamlet.
Yurko gave him big time radio.
Compared to Miami.
Did you give him big time radio?
I mean, seriously. No. Compared to Miami.
Of course.
Right? And compared to everything that surrounds Miami, West Palm Beach is probably about 50 miles north of downtown Miami.
Yes.
So, I mean, truly, when in respect to everything, it's a hamlet. That's what it is.
Yes. The good kid, the good kid, like a Broadway star doing local theater.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Like, what's his name? Our guy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. Exactly. No, I mean, it wasn't that. I just understood, you know, what I was playing to and who I was playing to. I didn't want to tell the getting drunk at Dan Marino story. Danny kept pushing it.
Yeah, like Danny wanted to tell it. Yeah.
You know, it's like, Danny, you want to get on the air? You want to tell some tales and some stories? Get on the air, tell some tales and stories. I'm okay. The guys want to talk about the Bears. I gave him all the insight in the world on the Chicago Bears.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure it was that's an expert breakdown.
I gave him an expert breakdown.
How angry did you get, Johnny, when the game first got postponed, but got suspended?
Yeah, how'd rain delay theater go when you started post game?
No rain delay theater. We went straight into post game. The minute they had the rain delay and we started, the station was on the clock.
Were you like, that's it?
The station was on the clock. The second Peggy and I took the microphone.
Can I paint you a picture? I was still driving home and I was I needed some gas, so I extended my trip. And this is when Joniak and Thayer then bring in Yurko and Peggy, and it's basically going to post game here while it was still suspended. And you know, Joniak and Thayer are making chicken shit out of, making chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Yeah.
They're talking up all the good stuff. Brett Rippin this, you know, the big receiver.
Johnson.
No, here's what they did. They had 9+ plays of double digit yardage or more. They had no negative plays offensively.
Yeah.
I think they had penalties. I don't know if the Bears had any penalties.
They had one turnover. I don't know if that was.
Turnover is turnovers. Penalties are different.
Yes. So they give all the.
They had a penalty.
Hold on, Yurk. They give all these stats. They build it up and they go, Yurko, what'd you think of the game? He goes, what's to do about nothing? He goes, yeah, back when I used to play football, I wanted to see the guys play. And he was, and then like, he just dismissive about everything. It was fucking classic. It was great.
It sounds like we got to bring that back on the show today, too.
I told Sylvie when Sylvie did his little promotion for the halftime show in the call. And I don't know what I said. I watched it this morning. I just said, this waste of time. That's what I said.
Yes.
Waste of time. This is a classic.
Bring it back, Carm. You can run out the game. Bring it back.
You're the star of the show today. You're the star every day, but you don't even know it yet. You're the star of the show today.
I don't care.
It's so good.
You choose not. You got an exhibition game, and you're not going to play your starters. It's you come to some agreement because you're going to play in the second game of the year. You're going to be playing so much better theoretical football in the second game of the year than you are right now.
I would hope.
Everybody plays it close to the vest, but you still got to give your guys some run.
There's absolutely nothing you could show the Texans they could use against you in the first game of the exhibition. 100%. That's crap.
Yeah, that's all crap.
You line up in standard formation. You run a fucking dive here. You run a bootleg here. Nothing that they haven't seen before. You know what they're going to do to prepare for the Bears in week two? They're going to look at the week one film, and then maybe they'll look at some of the Seahawks from last year where Shane Waldron was directing that offense.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, that's what you're going to look at. So any of that is just basic crap.
Yeah.
It's getting your bodies up against different bodies, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you find something. Maybe you feel something. Either way, it doesn't make a difference.
I love it.
Now that they treated this game like it was garbage and it was nothing, kind of like last year's Indianapolis game, we'll see how they treat this Buffalo game. So we'll find out. Up until then, I don't know. I wonder what they will or they won't do. I have no idea what the way this guy does.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
So we'll see.
conspiracy theory for you, and this is going to really, really ruffle your feathers, guys, especially Carmen and Yurko. I was watching Hoag on social media, Adam Hoag, at DHGO, to the point where you guys were saying there's nothing you can show the Texans now that they can take in week two. The conspiracy theory that he brought to the table about not punting Tory Taylor was...
Oh, God.
Is that he has a tougher punt to catch. And if you give them an opportunity to catch his punt yesterday, it will make it easier for them to catch his punt in week two. So I'm teeing you guys up. Go.
I think no, you know the team. I think the preseason allows for stupidity to come to the surface because they've got so much time to fill that you've got to come up with, I guess, theoretically creative stuff that you could talk about that's just dumb. So it's dumb.
Carm?
Listen, that
I will remain silent.
That style of punt where they don't punt it on a spiral, they punt it on almost like a kickoff. Every punter in the league's been doing that for 7 years. Like, that's nothing new. Come on. That's
can we go back to threesomes and Yurko being Yurko?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. I mean, about our guy over here? I was at my member guest last week and I got somebody comes up to me and goes, ask him about Trimbox.
Easy.
Wow, you don't know who the person is.
What?
That person doesn't know who the person is.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean easy? When we're talking about me having sex and doing
yes. You're making it all of a sudden it's up, but it's someone that
no, there is no name to it.
All right,
there is no all name
right,
to that.
All right. I wouldn't want
it's a compound
person.
Name. All right. Well, whoever this person
all right, you could say it. She's
Elvis
say.
The Poacher, you let's call her. Elvis the Poacher. Okay, who's
all right,
Elvis
you can
the
say
Poacher?
It. You can
I had
say
a guy it. Walk up to me and go, hey, ask Carmen about Elvis the Poacher. Then I called him and I texted him. I go, hey, who's Elvis the Poacher? And he just said,
Sylvie
somebody that I used to know in the past.
Sylvie knows her.
Yeah, Elvis the Poacher.
It's not Elvis the
Poacher. I won't miss
so fucking
nickname.
Confused. Who? What are you talking about?
Talking about Elvis the Poacher, a girl that Carmen was once involved with a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want him to say the nickname, but I guess it's okay.
No, I gave her a new nickname. Her nickname and now is Elvis the Poacher. What was this relationship like with Elvis the Poacher?
It was an early 20s relationship.
Carmen's guys were more than ready to spill the beans on everything. What are your boys?
Means. I mean, what is, I, you know, it was, what is there to spill the beans on? I mean, it was
like what? Yes.
Was she adventuresome in the bedroom?
And no, I mean, that. No,
what was her signature move? What was her signature move?
I don't think she had a signature move. I don't think either one of us back then.
We had a samurai sword that she used to make Carm bow down to.
We were pretty young. I don't think either one of us had signature moves. I wasn't doing like a David Putty swirl or anything.
Were you lickety split at that time? Were you a two pump chump?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that, but I mean, like more so, you know, now it takes forever. Fucking 47.
You ain't got to remind me, kid.
Takes forever. Jesus.
At some point, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
I was like mid-ish 20s. So no, not like when I was 18.
You
no.
still had your, you still, you had some funk going then.
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
for I you. Could, good yeah. for you.
Good kid. How did you come
seven,
up
eight
with
minutes,
that
you know?
Elvis the what?
Elvis the Poacher is what new nickname for her. That's her sobriquet.
How'd you
her
come
new
up?
Nickname so we don't identify her as what they used to call her. So I call her Elvis the Poacher.
I don't know. I guess he's right. It doesn't. He could say it. It's just I was like, wait a minute.
I get it. You're sensitive in case your boys are listening.
No, not them. In case like, it, yeah, in case
she knew that's what you called
she,
it.
Is she? Was she married? She,
box?
She married
she,
with several
the first
kids.
First one that went down there and it was bald.
Potentially
what came from
where potentially because this was probably like in the era when that first started.
Okay,
so potentially
so
yeah.
She had hardwood floors and you guys called her that. All right,
yeah, that makes sense. That's probably the genesis of the nickname.
Either way, I was at the member guest and his buddy comes up behind me and goes, hey, he goes, I grew up with Carmen, ask him about this girl.
Well, he went to college with one of my best friends.
All right, that's well, whatever. Yeah. He said he knew you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know him well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how old we are, by the way. We go back to the genesis of Fully Shaved. Think about that.
Well, when you used to go down there, and it used to be a like every time you hit a divot at a golf thing. Yeah. You know, remember this?
Oh, yeah.
1970s.
That's how old we are. All you young kids out there.
Yeah.
That's how old we are.
It used to be a full crop of.
You're young. You're 10 years younger than Johnny and me.
I know. But it was still like, yeah. You know, my first few sexual encounters, that was not a thing yet. There was still
grass on the field.
Had to floss your teeth afterwards, didn't you?
Yeah. I like it better this way, FYI. So much better. As a trend, I hope you're a Hawk Tui guy. A little Hawk Tui. I hope that trend never reverses ever. Please don't ever go back.
Let me clear my throat. Yeah.
Yesterday, Yurko gave my kids a threat. It was a good one, though. I like it.
I talked to Buck and Brock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing some FaceTiming. And after the Bears touchdown, Bronco FaceTimed me to celebrate the Bears' first touchdown.
Yes, he did.
Wow, celebrating a preseason touchdown.
But they're into the game. He's eight, you know.
Into the game. I told me that at some point I was talking to him, I was chatting with him, and we're talking to a Bronco came over to his oldest boy, Mason. And so I was talking to the two of them. I told him there's going to be a crappy Hanukkah if they don't get good grades. I said, I want to see the report cards. I said, if you guys don't get good grades, I'm going to throw bricks at you. I said, you're going to see Uncle John come. I said, I'm going to have a bunch of bricks with me, and you know what's coming. All right? It's going to be me firing bricks at you. Now, you kids can move. You can dart out of the way. But I'm coming with the bricks if you don't do well.
He's a bricklayer. I love it.
You know what my threat would have been for years in the future? A piece of advice. Don't flush condoms down the toilet.
That's true.
Yeah, a little young for that, though.
A little young.
That's what I said. When you get older.
Yeah, they're old enough to take a brick to the face. But not enough. Not to know about condoms yet.
He told Gio.
But it, like, I was for it, Yurk, because I can't say that, you know.
No, you can't. I can is like the weird uncle.
Yes.
The weird uncle can come over and say, hey, I can threaten your lives.
Yes. And now I can say, see how good your dad is? There are guys out there like Yurko who come over with bricks.
Yeah.
This is why you have to read. You know, this is. We went to the bookstore, believe it or not, last weekend. It was an activity that I had with them. I said, look, we got to get off the iPads. Yeah. School's coming back. Yeah. Let's pick out some books that you guys are going to like.
Yep.
And let's start reading. And you would have thought we were going to the dentist to have
teeth. It's crazy, out. Right?
Read you books.
What's that?
I said, how did it go? Is they read you books.
Pretty good. I mean, like, Mason's more into it than Braxton. Braxton is just like, I'm trying to bribe him to read, and he thinks after reading for 3 days.
Yeah. On the fifth day of Hanukkah, I'll bring the boys some gifts. Okay?
What do you bring?
The Iliad and the Odyssey by Homer.
Okay, all right.
And then Tchaikovsky's War and Peace.
Good luck to you.
Okay? And that way they can sit down, and during the holidays, they can read those books. Yeah.
And
in 2 weeks.
September 2021, Wee Magazine will be in there as well.
Oh, my God.
Sweet Wee. What a magazine.
I don't think they still make Wee, do they?
Oh, they call Yes. No. It's just called Yes.
All right.
And we all know that Hustler was the Cadillac of magazines.
Oh, yes, it was.
Confidential.
That was the real smut.
Yeah.
Yeah, magazine, especially magazine, jugs over 40.
That was special. I think Hustler was Larry Flint, who I believe had his thing set up in Cincinnati, didn't he? Didn't Larry Flint come out of Cincinnati?
The movie was great. People versus Larry Flint was fantastic.
Great acting in that one.
It was wonderful. Woody Harrelson. And she was good in it.
Yeah.
She's basically playing herself.
Flawed.
She was good in it.
Larry Flint passed away in February of 2021, says.
Yep. It's a good movie. Edward Norton was in it. That was like one of the first big Edward Norton roles, I feel like, wasn't it?
Yep.
Kind of put
the first my first porn magazine was like the JCPenney or Sears lingerie page.
Oh, Sunday Sears JCPenney catalog, huh?
Yes, in the catalog. Like when you saw the woman in the bra and panties, like that was the first. Before Playboy, before I saw Playboy, it was that.
So the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated was something special for you.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's when that was, that's when that played.
Kathy Ireland on the cover, Polina Poroskova.
Cheryl T. Cheryl
T. Ireland's like a billionaire now, right? Doesn't she have a business where she created all kinds of home goods and shit?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. She's a billionaire.
Yeah. Kathy Ireland in Necessary Roughness, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking. Necessary or was it unnecessary?
This By the way, I just checked. Larry Flint. Larry Flint did run gentlemen's clubs and ran his business out of Cincinnati at times.
Yeah.
We're your home for less than perfect behavior.
Your home.
And Guccione ran Penthouse.
Yep.
Yep.
And he did a wonderful job with Penthouse. Half ran Playboy. He tried to be too much of a men's magazine. Just give me the filth.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's all I want. I just give me the filth.
Come on, there were some other things with the Playboy magazines that drew your attention, right? Like, weren't there other things? There was a sports edition and all kinds of other good stuff.
I don't think so.
All right, what are we hard for? What's everybody hard
for? The Olympics, still.
Yeah?
The Olympics, yeah.
I've watched about 9 minutes of the Olympics. Actually, I watched the basketball game last Sunday, and I'll watch tomorrow morning.
I haven't watched as much as I usually watch.
I haven't watched any.
Because the live stuff is on when we're on.
Yeah.
But I've caught a lot of the gymnastics. I caught some volleyball, beach volleyball. I've caught a little beach volleyball. So I've watched some stuff. I've gone back and watched Croatia play their two water polo. So maybe because it's so easy to go back and watch now. I got the peacock. And I just go on there and I pull up what I want. Water polo, pull up the game and watch the game.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they're making it easy to go back and watch. So it's not really appointment television anymore. Oh,
you should do it. A peacock, don't you?
What's that?
Carm, you have peacock, don't you? For
I football? Don't have peacock. No.
I thought, didn't you get it for the football game last year?
No, I went to my buddy had it, and he's just like, come on down and watch the game.
I love
it. It's $7.99 a month.
It's his house.
Come on over and check out the cock.
Yeah, it's $8 a month, basically. So what is that, 96 months a year?
Which games are on
Peacock? I go to a bar like to watch the game that would be on Peacock, and my bill at the end of the night's probably $150.
Yeah.
Buy a couple of rounds, the next thing you know. So would I be smarter to stay my own booze and watch the game at home?
Yeah.
Probably. It'd be less expensive.
The Peacock game is the first week, the Friday night game, right? Isn't that Peacock?
Yes.
That's the one in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Second game. The Green Bay game.
I won't lie to you guys. I didn't get home until 12:30 last night.
I didn't think you'd lie about that.
Mega stop.
I'm a little fatigued right now.
Made a little stop, huh?
Ready for a big show.
I woke up, did a load of laundry.
I'm hard for next week. You know, Yurko and I are out in about four times, but it'll be fun. We got two training camp shows.
Yeah.
We're at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana on Thursday. Right. And then we're at the Pride Stores in St. Charles for release of our Blue
Bourbon.
Run.
Yeah.
Single barrel pick of bourbon that we did is coming out. And this bottle is going to knock your fucking socks off.
It's phenomenal.
So tasty.
It's phenomenal.
So I'm excited for all that next week. What's that?
What does it got hints of? Give me a description of that.
I got to go back. And I mean, I kept the tasting notes somewhere and I'll have them for next week. It was
spicy.
I don't have my tasting notes in front of me. And I don't think a ton of spice. It was a lot of big, like sweet caramel notes. If I'm remembering, the Blue Run's cool because they design you get to every single barrel you do, you get to pick the, like how you want the butterfly to look. So their logo is a monarch butterfly.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And their artist who, formerly was like one of the shoe designers, I think for Nike.
Also formerly known as Prince.
They design. So we'd pick like this matte black finish.
It's a good looking bottle.
It is such a good looking bottle, you guys.
Yeah,
it's so good. The juice is so good.
Right. There's some hints of caramel and cocoa there at the end.
I've got my tasting notes somewhere.
I love tasting the bottle. It was fantastic.
Oh, fucking good. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
I'm hard for all that next week. How about
it had the hint of s'mores in it.
S'mores?
Yeah.
Do you keep the tasting notes on an index card?
I keep them in a book usually. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just in a book.
Yeah. It's in a book.
Is it a leather bound book?
It is a leather bound book.
Mm-hmm. I'm hard for Hard Knocks. Like it debuts on Tuesday. So what will the Bears look like behind the scenes? I'm very excited to get the look at the Bears that we have never gotten to look at. And even though some of this stuff will be edited out, I still think it will be a lot of fun for us to get an inside look at the Bears.
Wow. I'm hard for the end of Lollapalooza because I can't stand all the fucking commotion and traffic.
Hey, I was on the train today. You should have seen the circus on that train. I mean, women wear these young girls. You're supposed to wear a teddy to bed. You don't wear a teddy out all day for a concert, for heaven's sake.
I hope this is not a thing anymore.
That is an undergarment.
When my daughter's, she's 10, so what? Like, I hope it dies in the next 5 years.
Last night, a cab pulled up. I don't know if Sylvie saw this before we went upstairs. And a fairly large woman stepped out of a taxi cab in a bathing suit. And it wasn't working.
I wish they would cancel.
Was it a thong?
No.
But she had a thong on. She have a whale tail on.
Too, right? Who was dressed kind of flamboyant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just cancel Lollapalooza.
I couldn't believe it, Waddle, when I saw them.
We were doing stupid things when we were young, too.
I guess so.
You got to be allowed to do the dumb things to know when you went too far. That way you yourself can realize it and reel it back.
Johnny, I don't think that this person was like youthful. I thought this was like a mid-30s, late 20s, mid-30s.
Yeah. Still trying to hold on. She's holding on, guys.
That's fair.
All right. Don't forget to get a month's supply of Blue Chew free by using the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. Go to BlueChew.com. Thank you to Blue Chew, our presenting sponsor here on Crosstalk Unhinged.
Wait, can Jericho give us a train horn.
What am I, a fucking monkey?
You're a monkey, Derek.
Let me tell you, this is what I want. And all of a sudden, I'm supposed to react. Kiss my sweet American ass.
Yeah.
You give me a fucking train whistle. We'll fucking jerk off sitting there in his living room. Hey, jump up and down. Do some jumping jacks.
We'll see you guys again hopefully next week, although it is going to be a little out of town. Remote.
That's why it was imperative we did one today.
So I hope you enjoyed this latest episode. And remember, keep your mind sharp and your cock hard.
That's right.
And as always, go fuck yourself, Tommy.